Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Thank you so much for joining in this time where we study the Word of God together to learn more about Him and His Son Jesus and His ways. And as we've studied this book of Galatians and He's taught us so much, let's go to Him in prayer again, ask Him to open our hearts and minds and our eyes and ears to understand what He has to say. Heavenly Father, it is with great joy that we come every day to be able to study your word in some way. Lord, I pray that these truths that we're learning about you and your son Jesus and your ways will penetrate our hearts. Lord, that you will empower us not only to know them, but also to live them in a way that is pleasing unto you. And we'll give you thanks for doing so. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Known of God, and it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 4 and verse 9. As Paul the Apostle continues his persuasive words to the church members in Galatia, he referred to the time when they did not know God. In fact, they were worshiping gods that were not gods at all. He continues his thought in this area in chapter 4 and verse 9 of the book of Galatians, where we read, "But now, after that you have known God, or rather are known of God, how do you turn again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto you desire again to be in bondage?" Once again, as we have seen many times in this book, Paul uses the word "but" to begin his next phrase. He wrote, "But now, after that you have known God, or rather are known of God." It's been established that the church members in Galatia have become Christians, and they have received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They had some comprehension of the gospel of grace and believed in Jesus' substitutionary sacrifice for them. At this point, they began to know God, or rather were known of God. This wasn't in the sense that God really didn't know who they were before this time, but rather that they began an intimate relationship with Him. Redemption of man is God's business, and once we receive Jesus' gift, we are known of God. Paul adds this question, "How do you turn again to the weak and beggarly elements?" Paul knew the wonderful benefits and joyous experience of living in the grace of God versus trying to live under the law of God. The law of God was not bad. It was people who could not keep it. The rules and methods within the law were not superior to the grace of God. And for someone to return to these, as the Judaizers were promoting, was really a step toward weaker and more basic ideas. Paul continues with this phrase, "Whereunto you desire again to be in bondage," or rather, "Do you desire again to be in bondage?" There is liberty in the grace of God, and Paul wonders why anyone would want to be under the rules and regulations that are put forth within the law of God. Legalism binds, and the grace of God frees. Jesus fulfilled the law of God and took the penalty for failure to keep the law for everyone who will believe in Him. Why would anyone desire to be under the bondage of the law when it has already been fulfilled? Judaizers were promoting this way of living, and Paul is making sure the Galatians no longer go down that path. Are we known of God? Have we received His wonderful gift of grace and yet return to the rules, regulations, and traditions of a formal legalistic life? Perhaps as we ponder these words today, we will examine our own lives and search our hearts to discover ways about us that are straying from the enjoyment and freedom of the grace of God. May we all come to know more fully just what it means to be known of God and enjoying fellowship with Him every day. Next time, Paul will concern himself with the observation of times. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word in Jesus' name.